We're smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, we're like the bad kids.
Yeah.
We're like, we're in the public bathroom.
We're in the public, yeah, that's where we're podcasting from.
No, we're not.
The high school bathroom.
No, we're in my garage this time, actually.
But we're smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, my
garage. We're like the cool DJs.
Yeah,
next like up on Listen to These Assholes, we're going to see how these two cats end up loving the wrong woman.
Loving the wrong woman.
All right.
Yeah. Already?
Yeah.
Let's talk about sports this time.
Sports?
Yeah, why not? We haven't done sports yet.
The Mavericks took home the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that happened.
Championship. They beat the...
the LeBron Jameses.
Yeah.
Those fucking cocksuckers.
Actually, LeBron James watching the games. LeBron James was watching the games. LeBron James.
Wasn't really there. He was barely there.
Yeah. And when he was there, he pissed me off. Every single time.
Yeah, he was half-assing.
I was all Dwayne Wade about when I came to Miami.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade is the star on that team for sure.
Actually, I was saying if Miami won the finals, I would hope Dwayne Wade would win the MVP. Because he was the games I saw, he was tearing it up.
Yeah, he was definitely holding it down for his team.
Tearing it up and holding it down.
Holding it down.
And tearing it up.
At the same time. So he was holding down small pieces of torn things.
And then there was, Dirk Novoselic.
Dirk Novoselic?
Nowalski?
Detlef Novak?
Yeah. Is that,
Detlef Schrempf. Remember Detlef Schrempf on the Supersonics?
I remember Schrempf, yeah.
He looked like David Bowie.
Yeah. He played like David Bowie. I could see if
he was pretty good.
If David Bowie played basketball, I could see it being that.
He would
guy.
Be just like Detlef Schrempf.
Yeah, good series though.
It was good to watch.
It went to Game 6, which is nice.
Yeah, it was exciting. All the games were close.
Yeah,
except for the last game when Dallas held onto the lead and won.
You can get your realistic NBA feel just by looking at the scores from that series.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you could look at the scores. At first, Miami won, you know. It was like, all right, Miami won, you know. Then
expected.
Then Dallas won the second one. Yeah. And their scores were really close, and it was like, And
Dallas came back from like a crazy deficit in that game.
Yeah. But the scores were very close
still.
They were. You know?
They were close scores.
And then you could read the reports, too. Dallas was very close. They were very close to losing that game. And then the next game, Miami won.
Right.
Which is like, oh, God, you know, I can't contain myself.
And then Dallas won the next three.
Yeah.
And they are the champions of the world.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about. Winning one, losing one.
Did you see Chris Bosh, like, at the end of the game? At the end of game 6?
Looked like a primate?
No,
I did see that.
Chris Bosh fucking, like, broke down crying, like, in the hallway on the way to the locker room.
Mm.
He was, like, on the floor. Two players had to help him up.
Baby Bosh.
What a baby.
Maybe he took too much acid.
Yeah, he probably did take too much acid.
You know, so many people assume that people break down like that because they're upset about something.
It's the acid.
Maybe he just took way too much acid.
Or not enough. He was like,
or not
shit,
enough.
This isn't working.
Yeah. I want to look human.
Yeah, he looks like a primate. That's not racist. He just has a face like that.
Yeah, no, it's not racist.
I mean, if I was going to be racist, I would say Patrick Ewing looks like a fucking primate.
Well, no,
Ewing is the fucking missing link.
Yeah, that's racist. Yeah. That's racist. But saying Patrick Ewing looks like a primate isn't racist.
No, why not?
Because if saying Chris Bosh looks like a primate isn't racist, and saying Patrick Ewing...
But he has a primate face.
So does Patrick Ewing, you know?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so...
He sure does.
Point proven.
Yes.
He
looks like a caveman.
Because you could say, you know, Sarah Palin looks like an empty-headed porcelain doll.
I wouldn't say it, though.
Why not? But you could say that. And I guess that wouldn't be racist.
No, it wouldn't be racist, but we're not talking about, like, you can't be racist about white people.
Well, you can't. If I was a black guy saying that, I wouldn't be a racist. It wouldn't be considered a racist statement. Because she does look like a porcelain doll.
Is it because you're black?
Is it because I'm black that I'm saying that? Makes it racist?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
So that makes, wait, well, you said it wouldn't be racist.
It wouldn't be racist either way.
So can black people not be racist?
Black people cannot be racist.
Oh.
If they're commenting, in the same way we were commenting on Patrick Ewing's looks,
yeah,
look like a primate.
He does.
If a black person were to say Sarah Palin looks like an empty-headed porcelain doll, it wouldn't be racist because she does look like an empty-headed porcelain doll. Say they said, like, you know, was some random white girl on the street, and they were like, you were empty-headed porcelain doll. That'd be sort of racist. I've never heard a
black man say that in my entire life.
Well, if he did, it'd be considered racist because now he's saying it.
He's saying it to a white girl that's not Sarah Palin. He's saying it
to a white girl that's not Sarah Palin.
So as long as you're saying it about someone who's sort of famous, it's okay?
Well, as long as you're saying something that's widely known, that's widely accepted by people of all cultures.
I see.
You know?
It's about the cultural borders, I guess. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
It's about what we could all agree on, you know?
But can we all agree that Patrick Ewing looks like the missing link?
I think if you ask, well, no, that's racist.
That's not racist.
I think saying he looks like a primate isn't racist because he does look like a primate. But outright saying that Patrick Ewing
saying that he looks like a piece of the missing evolution, link. He's just a piece of evolutionary history.
That shit don't fly with me, man. Man.
But he does look like a primate.
He does. But saying he's the missing link is exaggerating that statement.
No, I'm saying that he looks sort of human by saying that.
By saying he's the missing link?
Yeah. He looks more human than a primate.
That's true.
Yeah. You see what I'm getting at here?
But
it's making, actually less offensive but
making
to say
him,
that.
Making
it's
him
more offensive to call him a primate.
No. Just, making why don't I just making call him, a him more then? Human, like referencing him to like to the fact that he is human and not just saying he's like a goofy primate, but you're referencing to the fact that he's a human, and only a human could be African American. Primates can't be African American. You see the angle I'm taking there?
What if you took a primate from Africa,
right,
to America, and you made him a U.S. citizen?
Then that's an African, that would just be
that's an African American.
That would
primate.
Just be ridiculous.
Well, all the monkeys that are in the zoo come from Africa.
That's true.
And if they get their citizenship, which they probably don't because they're fucking monkeys, they would be African American primates, man.
Now, if you would have went to the zoo and called those monkeys empty-headed porcelain dolls, would that be
they would
racist?
Have no idea what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's all right.
And it doesn't make sense. So back to sports.
Yeah, sports. Hockey's going on.
Yeah, what's going on with hockey?
Well, the Bruins are playing the Vancouver Canucks.
In the finals?
In the Stanley Cup finals.
Wow.
And they're... I think Vancouver at this point in time is winning 3-2.
Okay.
And there's a game on that's going to be on after this podcast finishes recording. And I think that's in Boston.
Right.
Game 6. I'm rooting for Boston, personally.
Boston?
Boston.
You rooting for the Bruins?
Yeah, the Bruins. Fuck the Vancouver Canucks.
What does Bruin mean?
It's a bear.
That's a type of bear?
Yeah.
Are they...
The Boston Bears.
The Bears. Bruins. Is that really...
No, that's the Boston Bruins.
Right.
Well, the Chicago Bears.
Well, there's the Chicago Bears and then the Chicago Cubs.
Right. And they like bears out there in Chicago.
The Bruins are...
The Bruins are bears as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Chicago known for their bears?
Well, the Bruins are from Boston.
Oh.
I don't think either city is really known for their bears.
Yeah, okay. I always get Boston and Chicago confused.
Yeah. Chicago's known for cows.
Right. And wind.
Yeah. And cows knocking lanterns over and setting fires and fucking everything up.
And it's also known for people getting it confused with Boston.
Is it? I haven't ever gotten confused with Boston.
No, it happens all the time to everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah, the smartest people on the planet get Boston confused with Chicago.
Really? Dr. Michio Kaku is like, oh, I went to Boston the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his. Yeah. You just recited word for word what he said.
I quoted Dr. Michio Kaku.
Yeah.
Did I sound smart when I said it? He was like, I was in Chicago. Oh, yeah. I mean Boston. That's exactly what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, the wormholes. I travel through a wormhole in the space-time continuum, and I was in Boston. I mean Chicago.
Hey, Greg, did you hear what they did and listen to these assholes this week?
What?
The other guy did the impression, the terrible impression.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other guy did that instead.
I thought it was
just as good as any of the other ones that the guy did before. All
right, sweet.
So, Greg, you want to play some Hi-Li?
Greg.
Yeah. We're going to the Hi-Li courts after school.
You want Hi-Li?
Yeah.
Jayalaya?
Jayalaya.
All right, I'm down.
Jayalai.
I'm down. That's sports.
Yeah. So you're bringing the balls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
I got two big ones for you.
Pete told me to ask you that. Right, Pete? That was our highlight bit.
Yeah.
That we sure promised. Was. That we promised from the second episode.
Did we promise a highlight bit?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Couches.
Couches. There's a couch on the curb over there.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
It's made of pleather.
That's what I said.
It's black. I think there's a big tear in one of the cushions.
I said couches.
Couches.
There's a guy walking behind us smoking. He just tossed a cigarette.
Oh, man.
That's a rare thing to see.
What?
A guy throw a cigarette behind a couch.
Really?
Well, yeah. Have you ever seen a guy throw a cigarette behind a couch and then rub it in with his foot?
Yes. Just now.
I saw that. I mean, yeah. Have you ever seen it before?
No.
Before now?
That was the first time I've ever seen anything like that happen.
Wow. If you guys are wondering how we're seeing this, the garage door is open.
Yeah.
We have a clear view of the world outside.
And there's a couch right over there on the curb.
Why don't we do weather since we can see the outside?
Okay. The weather is cloudy.
Yeah. It's a little cloudy. It's partly cloudy.
It's partly cloudy.
Actually, it is.
Or is it partly sunny? No, it's mostly cloudy.
It's mostly cloudy, I would say.
Yeah.
Mostly. It looks kind of cool. The sky's kind of like purple, and it's got little salmon and trout.
I fucking hate salmon.
You don't like salmon?
No, salmon sucks, man. It's like my least favorite food.
Ah. I don't think I've ever had salmon. I was never big into seafood.
It's kind of oily and kind of fishy.
Or lake food. Is salmon considered seafood?
Well, it is a saltwater fish at times. It only goes in freshwater to spawn.
What about... Oh, and then it finds its way into...
It finds its way back up the river and spawns, and then it dies. But it lives its whole life in the ocean.
Interesting. What about trout? Would you consider trout seafood?
I'm pretty sure trout is a freshwater fish.
Yeah, so would you consider that seafood? Because it's not from the sea?
It's just fish, man.
Yeah, but I know it's just fish. I know it's a fish. But would you put that under the category of seawater?
What would you call it? There's no, like, fresh food. Like, there's no, like...
Like, freshwater
fish? There's
no
word for a freshwater fish food.
There must be. There has to be.
It's fish.
We should just establish it now. If you're going to eat a fish that is only caught in trout...
Yeah.
In trout. if you're gonna eat a fish that's only caught in freshwater... Such as trout.
Yeah, if my restaurant specializes in lake trout.
Yeah, and maybe eel.
Is that lake food?
Yeah, is that I say we call it freshwater food.
Freshwater food.
Yeah,
that's too much. It doesn't really roll off the tongue like seafood.
How about FW food?
No.
No.
No, I'm gonna have to X-nay that one.
How about lake food, or river stream food?
Stream food, creek food.
Creek food. I like creek food.
And if you're in the South, you can call it crick food.
Yeah. The crick.
I'm going to head on down by the crick. Catch me some of them trouts.
Yeah.
See them trouts in the crick?
Going to have some crick food tonight, kids.
Yeah.
And then what would you call squirrel?
Fucking squirrel, man.
Woodland food?
Well, there's nothing that specifies that with, like, eating meat.
What, squirrel? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out and if you go get a piece of steak, it's not like grass food.
Yeah. Yeah, ground food.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
So why do they call it... That's stupid.
Because it's still seafood.
It's still food.
Yeah.
And
there's a large variety of food that comes from the ocean rather than just fish. There's shellfish.
But there's a large variety of food that comes up from the ground.
There's too. Crustaceans.
Yeah, but
we call them vegetables.
No, but I'm talking about just earth, like things that come earth food, you know, ground food. There's seafood.
But that's just food, man.
Yeah, but food isn't seafood part of food.
But if you
why do we have to specify that it's seafood?
Don't you just already know? Do you have to really have it specified at all?
You don't. That's what I'm saying. Seafood should be...
Seafood is special, man.
No, that word should be just retired.
Retired?
We should retire the word seafood on the show.
I don't know, man. I think people are using it.
Sure, people are using it, but those guys will be losers now. But after we retire the word.
But no one... It's not going to catch on, man.
It could. You got to always take that chance.
I don't think we're going to be able to take a word out of the vernacular.
You think, sure. I mean, yeah, maybe not, but, yeah.
You should call the Oxford English Dictionary and ask them to remove the word.
You want to do that now?
We'll play the podcast for them.
Okay.
And,
why don't we just do it now live?
Because I don't have their number.
Oh. Well, why don't, like...
I gotta look it up later.
Why don't we just pretend, one of us pretend that we're at Oxford, and then like, the other one pretend like they're calling Oxford.
Right.
And then the audience would just be totally fooled. And then
except for this part where we're explaining it.
No, well, this is what editing's for.
No, I'm not gonna edit this.
What? I mean, why not?
This is staying in.
It's not like I'm expecting you to not edit it.
You are, though. You have to be at this point.
I guess I am. But you're at least going to edit out the part where I'm not, like, expecting not, you know.
No, this is all staying in, man.
Everything's staying in?
Every single bit of this is sticking.
Shit.
Yeah.
There's no escape now.
Yeah. So let's not call Oxford.
All right. Well, I'm not saying seafood. I'm not using it ever again.
Oh, look, it's getting partly sunny now.
Oh, yeah, look at that. The sun's coming out, peeking through the clouds.
There's only, like, an hour of sunlight left, but now it's partly sunny. Instead of mostly cloudy.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how, like, time can change those things. And the laws of physics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a magical world.
It is. It is very magical.
Yeah. Fucking magnets. How do they even work?
No, I don't know.
I have no clue.
How do you discover magnets? You know, how do you figure them out?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to... We should have a magnet on the show next week.
You should ask ICP about it.
ICP? Insane yeah. Clown Posse?
Yeah.
What do they know about magnets?
Well...
All I know is that juggaloos and juggaboos. They
phrased the question, fucking magnets, how do they even work?
Really?
You ever heard that song?
No.
Dude. There's a song called Miracles.
Right.
And they're like, they're pretty much rapping as if they knew nothing about how, and like they've never opened a book in their life, pretty much.
So they're pretty much rapping, period.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's all about all the magical things in the world.
Yeah.
Like fucking magnets.
Fucking magnets.
How do they even work?
How do they work?
Polarization.
Oh. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Magnets. Debbie Downer over here. Spoiler alert. Polarization.
Polarization makes it go around.
Worst ending ever.
Ending to what?
For a quest.
Oh, for a bit? I'm liking this beer over here that we're having.
What kind is it? What?
Oh, it's just a shitty Bud Light, but it's still a good beer to drink if you're going to drink a beer.
My follow-up question was, what region of the world does that beer come from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right.
Yes.
I wasn't going to ask it because it's kind of stupid.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess someplace, yeah. Oh, I think... Some other shit is made in Milwaukee.
Michelob Light.
And all the varieties of Michelob.
all every Michelob is made in
all of them.
What about Anaheim? Which doesn't there, isn't there a beer company that's founded in Anaheim?
Maybe a microbrew. I don't know.
I remember something about Anaheim. Maybe Budweiser.
Anheuser-Busch. Anaheim-Busch? No, it's Anheuser-Busch. Nah,
I thought there was something about Anaheim when it came to Budweiser. Maybe it was Anheuser.
No, I don't think so.
That's probably what I saw.
Probably. I think my absolute favorite beer, though, was a Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Yeah. It's my go-to.
Your go-to is Newcastle? I don't know if I have a favorite beer. I don't feel like I've experienced enough beer yet to say I have a favorite. But I like... I guess my go-to, don't call me a hipster now, my go-to beer, my ideal beer, if there was a store outside that sold this beer every day that I had access to,
right?
I would get Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You fucking because, hipster.
No, don't call me a hipster.
You fucking twatty hipster.
It costs so little.
It is very cheap.
And it tastes really like good.
Oh.
No, it tastes good.
Like shit?
No, it tastes
like
good.
Like shit?
No, it tastes good.
Like shit.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it tastes like good shit.
No, it tastes like shit.
It tastes better than Budweiser, or just, if not as good.
Dude, Pabst Blue Ribbon just tastes like tinfoil beer. Like it tastes like metal.
I like it.
It's so assy.
Maybe I like the Tin Man more than the Scarecrow when I was a kid. And that, just like the Ghostbusters, I blame the Ghostbusters on my cigarette smoking habit.
Yeah, I think Pabst Blue Ribbon should have to update its name. I think they should have to re-enter the World Beer Competition and see where they place now. Because... That was like 100 years ago or whatever that they won the blue ribbon.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't a lot of choice at the time.
Yeah, there isn't. I don't even think there's a blue ribbon anymore, is there?
Probably not. And if there is, Sam Adams has it.
Yeah, Sam Adams. I was going to say Sam Adams is the kind of beer. If I want to go out, get a good beer, Sam Adams.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll get you drunk.
Yeah. Sam Adams, any style. You got your winter lager, your seasonals.
I don't like all the really hoppy shit, though.
I like the hoppy shit.
I don't really like the winters or the summers or all of his off weird shit. His Oktoberfest. I don't really go for that kind of shit.
Yeah. I like to sample it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't really like the IPAs.
I like IPAs generally, I think. Like the Brooklyn IPA, which actually surprisingly comes from Brooklyn. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. You know that Arizona iced tea comes from Brooklyn too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know where pizza came from?
Italy.
No, Brooklyn.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Actually, pizza as we know it today came from the Confederate Army in the Civil War.
Maybe.
No, definitely.
Definitely?
Yes, they wanted to cook a meal quickly for their troops that had, you know, the bread and cheese and meat in it, and they made pizza, man.
They were in Brooklyn when they came up with that.
No. Pizza as we know it today is from that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was perfected in Brooklyn. We can say that.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just saw some sort of trivia thing one time, and I said, oh, that is so interesting. That pizza was not made in Italy. It was made in Brooklyn. It was invented in Brooklyn. Really? That was such an interesting thing I read at one point, yeah.
That's spectacular.
Yeah. And I was just, that's so interesting.
How interesting is it?
It was so... If you could take the word so and sell it...
You could capitalize it. You could add a bunch of extra O's to it.
Yeah.
It was so interesting.
So interesting, yeah.
It was so interesting.
In fact, it was so interesting that I misjudged my accenting. And I said, that's so interesting.
Interesting.
And the person next to me said, interesting. That's a very interesting way to say interesting.
Is it?
Interesting?
You just put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah. Syllable.
You know, I wasn't going to say it that way because...
Oh, because somebody else already did.
Yeah, and they sounded like a douche when they did that.
And, you know...
You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah. And, by chance, it happens to have the same name as you.
Don't start with that shit, man.
The guy who said it.
We're not talking about that.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Just keep it under your hat.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, just keep that under your hat, pal. Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yeah, the sports bit was in the first section. I'm sorry.
We're way past the sports bit. I think we're way past the show. Because I never dug disco. These assholes have been brought to you today by the letter Q, the number 4, and the number 20. I don't know why Q. That was Q. The first thing that came to my head.
I thought that was really funny. I thought that was the funniest part.
Yeah. Q is for queef. Q is for quantum.
Mm.
Q is for queer. Q is for quack.
Q is for queasy.
Q is for quarantine.
Q is for qual or quill.
Q is for quilt.
Q is for quilt.
Yeah.
Q is for QT in internet shorthand.
Q is for quarter.
Q is for quarter, isn't it? Sometimes I think it's a KW.
Quarter?
Quarter. Like, you know.
Quarter.
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 You know? Sometimes.
Hey, some kid, I saw a tweet the other day, and some kid was like, "Hey, I asked LeBron James for $1, and he only gave me 75 cents. And I asked him where the rest of the money was, and he says, I don't got a fourth quarter."